Hello, welcome to the Hall Pass. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Hall. Here at the Hall Pass, we talk about an array of leadership topics. Hear from amazing guests from the wonderful world of athletics, education, and many other professional backgrounds. My goal is to influence, inspire, and motivate. Last we shared, we talked about how do you sustain high performance championship level. I gave you the practical example of Tom Brady, now a seven-time Super Bowl champion. He took his talents after 10 years in New England with the New England Patriots to Tampa Bay. And in 1 year, he elevated that team to the highest level of the National Football League by winning their first NFL Super Bowl champion. Why is that important? What did Tom Brady do? What does he have that we all hope we have? Because as I mentioned, we do, because we're all leaders. This is what he did. He inspired. He helped change culture, which is everything around us. Culture is everything from what we see, from what we hear, from who we speak to. Then he built new relationships. Imagine having the same boss for 10 years and then changing locations, and you have a new boss. That's a whole new personality. And Tom Brady, he fostered a new relationship with his head coach, which was Bruce Arians. So after 10 years, he was able to change culture, how you think, how you talk, and how you act. And he was able to build relationships. And as a leader, one huge tangible item a leader needs to have is one integrity / trust. And Tom Brady was able to not only build it, but exude it. He was able to, as we say, walk that walk, talk that talk. Therefore, everyone, his teammates, coaches, and everyone around that Tampa Bay culture was able to gravitate and buy in to the culture of Tom Brady in which he was bringing. And then it was attitude. He brought a winning attitude. I read where his teammates said every day leading up to Super Bowl championship day, they received a text from Tom talking about how they were going to win. The attitude of winning, the thought of winning, the movement, the feel of winning. So what happens when you talk about something over and over and over again? You become exactly what you talk about. What you talk about, you bring about. You talk about winning, and when you win, it shouldn't be a surprise. That's what you've been talking about. You put in the work. You put in the time. And Tom Brady, he put in the time for himself so everyone could mirror his winning behavior. And everyone could mirror his winning attitude, how he was thinking about it. And then you knew the culture change when they all started to sound alike in their conversation. They started to think alike, and it brought perfection at the highest level. So when they won, one change of the ingredient was the injection of Tom Brady into the leadership culture of Tampa Bay. So that's the example that I left you. So why is that important, right? You think about it. What example did you come up with? And it's important because we walk with ourselves in leadership. We either exude the confidence of a leader or we continue to build through experiences our leadership confidence. Well, I sit here today with some leadership confidence because every day that's my commitment to sustain high performance championship level. So putting that together with today's topic, living in your greatness. Sustaining high performance championship equals living in your greatness. So before we take this break, as I always do, I'm going to encourage my listeners to get that writing utensil or that electronic utensil, whatever you may use, or the notepad, and have it close to you. So when the Hall Pass returns, we're going to get into living in your greatness. I am your host, Dr. Karen Hall of the Hall Pass. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Hall of the Hall Pass. All right, so I know you're excited because I got to hold on to my seat here, right? So you have your writing utensil, electronic utensil, or notepad, because we're going to get into the topic of living in your greatness in leadership. The greatness, leadership, look at those powerful words, right? So before we delve deep into greatness, we're going to define leadership. Because as I always say, if I ask 10 people to define leadership, we would get 10 different answers. Why? Because all of our worldviews are different. But here at the Hall Pass, we define leadership, number one, as an influence relationship among leaders and followers who attend real changes and reflect mutual purposes, right? That is so much. I say it all the time. It's so compact in such a definition. But the key is the influence relationship. Leadership never has anything to do with the position. It doesn't have anything to do with age. It has everything to do with influencing relationship among leaders and followers, which means leaders and followers, there's one more person with you. And understand, the role of leader and follower, they are interchangeable. They are highly interchangeable. And it doesn't mean that one is better or higher or the status is bigger or better than the other. It just says that as a leader, you are able to follow. That, my friends, makes a great leader, if you are able to follow. You are able to relinquish the influence, right? The goal every day is that we learn something different. That's a huge trait of a leader, right? And the leaders, among leaders and followers, they intend to make changes, right? To intend to make changes, you have to be open. You have to be open-minded, outside the box, to take it in, to be able to receive. You know, communication is a big part of it. And not only does it need to look like communication is happening, we know it's happening when both parties understand what was communicated, right? So that's important about the intending real changes, that you not only hear, right? Sometimes if you hear, repeat what you've just been told, because you want to be clear of the change, because it's going to reflect the mutual purpose of the leader and the follower. So leadership, an influence relationship among leaders and followers who intend to make real changes that reflect mutual purposes. And I'm repeating it because hopefully you're writing that down. All right, so now here comes the fun, friends. Greatness. Wow, how powerful is the word greatness? Right, when I see greatness, I see stars, I see brightness, I see high-level performance, right? I see the ability to reach and ascend. What do you see when I say the word greatness? How have you been great? How are you walking and living in your space of greatness? We have families, we have siblings, we have children, we have places where we work, where we socialize. Or how are you living in your greatness in all those spaces? Because one thing, it should be consistent, living in your greatness, right? Greatness doesn't mean that you're speaking great. Here's what greatness means, humility, right? Because when you're great, you know it, okay? But you carry it well. You don't have to talk about it because guess what happens? Everyone around you, everyone that comes into your presence, they can feel this little it factor, which is a great factor. It's how you dress and mainly how you walk. How do you walk? Are your shoulders up, back straight, head up, or do you slouch? Greatness means I am who I am. Yes, I am here and I have confidence. I believe in who I am. That's greatness, right? And it's then how do you, what do you give off? Do you give off a welcoming spirit? Do you give off this aggressive, this assertive? How and what do you give off in your walking and living in greatness? At this stage, whether you're a student, high school, college, or if you're a young and emerging leader, just your first professional position, or maybe you're a seasoned leader, it doesn't matter. Are you living in your greatness? Are you waking up every morning? I know I get excited, right? Are you waking up every morning saying, this is another time for me to be great, and this is how I'm going to do it? When I go in there, I'm going to write the best report I can write. I'm going to give the best presentation I can give. There's going to be stars and bright lights all around me because you're going to be excited, enthusiasm for what you do. That's living in your greatness. You walk in your greatness. You know that you're great. Nothing wrong. I started off with what? Humility, being humble, knowing you're good, knowing you're great, but you carry it well. And you carry it well, again, by making others feel greater than yourself. Imagine that, making other people feel so important. It's not what you do that people remember, it's how you make people feel, right? That is truly living in your greatness. My job, my goal is to inspire you, right? So I'm hopefully right now, you're so fired up about living in your greatness. So that if you wear tennis shoes and sweats every day, because I love that, but you're living and you're walking in that in greatness. You are who you are, and you lead from a place of greatness. No shortcuts. Take the high road and the long road. Greatness is not shortcuts. You can't take shortcuts to get to greatness, right? For Tom Brady, right, to the late Pat Summitt, they stood on that stage in greatness. They were, and in their minds, they were number one. They were great, right? Are you great? And answer that question. That's the question to answer. Because if you're not feeling that you're great, investigate why not. When? How much longer are you going to wait to be great, right? You don't need to be on a national stage for you to feel great. Right? You wake up knowing that you're great. And when you walk out, people are you're turning people's heads. Who was that? Is that amazing or what? Right? Because we know when people are watching us, right? That is a really good feeling because you feel good about yourself. That's living in your greatness. And then your craft, right? You learn to hone your craft. So I'm going to get into honing your craft as soon as we come back. But how are you living in your greatness in leadership? For those of you that are tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Karen Hall. We'll be right back at the Hall Pass. The ball is Welcome back to the Hall Pass. For those of you just joining, I am your host, Dr. Karen Hall. Today, we're talking about living in your greatness through leadership, right? We talked about what is greatness, right? Walking, talking, looking, being great, and understanding you're great. Well, let's go a little further and talk about how do you achieve greatness, right? The first point, right? This is where you got your electronics out in your notepad. Create a vision. And I always put some spin on it. Create a sizzling vision, right? Make it hot. Right, you touch it, woo, hold on, right? That means that's a great vision. Planning how you want it to look. Planning how you want to be. So if I'm going to create my vision, I'm going to say, you know what, I want to be a national star. So where do I have to create the vision? Well, first I need to start local, right? I need to get myself and let people understand who I am, right? I have to create myself. And sometimes you have to recreate yourselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. Create your vision. Take a look in the mirror and talk about your vision to yourself. Guess what? You won't turn yourself off in the mirror, right? So if you don't have anyone to talk to, the mirror, right, it tells the facts, right? But create your vision and make sure your vision is realistic. Make sure your vision is realistic. It could be a vision of passing a course. It could be a vision of learning how to cook. To be the best cook you can, not for anyone else, right? Remember, this vision is your vision. So you're investing in yourself. That's about greatness. It's about investing in yourself. Don't worry about everyone else. Your greatness will shine. Remember, I talked about when I think about greatness, the stars, because stars are bright. So number one, create your vision, right? Number two, I talk about this all the time. Cultivate a championship mindset. Wow. Cultivate a championship mindset. That vision begins with how you think, right? It's a championship mindset, which means there are no excuses. There are no shortcuts. Procrastination is not even near you. It's all about making sure I dot my I's and cross my T's, making sure that I enunciate correctly. These are just examples of living in greatness and cultivating a championship mindset. I can, I will, I just did. Make it happen. Those are affirmations that create championship mindset. Make it happen is my favorite. That's why I brought it up. So if you want to take an asterisk, make it happen for yourself, because again, the greatness is for you. Everyone else will see it. So one, create a vision, your plan, make it sizzling, right? Make it realistic. Two, cultivate. You know what that word means? Grow. Okay, grow and create a championship mentality, a championship mindset. Nothing else can be there except championship. In my world, it's winning. In my world, it's making sure you know who I am when I leave you. I always say, well, that place will never be the same after Dr. Karen Hall leaves, right? You leave your imprint. That's creating a cultivating a championship mindset, right? Living your growth. And then practice positive habits, right? Shaking hands, remembering names. Wow. People become quite impressed when you haven't seen them for a while and they remember your name, or you remember something about them that stuck with you, right? But names are good, remembering names, because you know how important it is to you when you see someone again and they remember your name. Have you ever had that experience? Well, wow, you remembered my name. That's the ultimate compliment of practicing positive habits, okay? Making sure wherever you go, you have a writing utensil, right? So in case you need to write something down, you have a pencil or pen. You don't have to ask, do you have, right? Having it with you means it's a moment of preparedness, right? You're always ready for the moment, right? You will not let that moment go by. You will carpe diem, seize the moment. Absolutely. And that's practicing a positive habit. Look how small those habits are that I mentioned. Remembering someone's name. Having a pen or writing utensil near you. If it's your electronics, then you're already set to type it in. Or maybe it's always having at least one or two business cards. Practice positive habits. And if you're not in a good mood, it happens. But that's practicing positive habits. You're still pleasant, right? I love the alliteration. Practice positive habits with pleasantries. That's great, right? The triple P's, however you have to do it, but you practice positive habits. And then lastly, they're all important, right? Creating a vision, cultivating a championship mindset, practicing positive habits. And the last one, I can all put them as 1-1A, is surround yourself with a strong team. Building a winning team. Let me tell you about building a winning team. You are totally responsible for those that are surrounding you, whether it's your tight inner circle or whether it's your circle on the peripheral. You get to choose whose presence you are in and how long you get to stay and when it's time to leave that circle or that particular shoulder-to-shoulder relationship. Your team, I'm repeating this statement, your team will either help elevate you into your greatness and help you sustain greatness, or it's going to retract, right, where you're going to start to eliminate some of those tangibles, the positive habits, right? You want to surround people like you, who are smarter than you, who have experienced more than you, who can teach you more than what you already know, who can expound on a subject more than what you have, right? Nothing wrong with it, because what are we doing? We are learning life lessons. And as a leader who's living in greatness, you keep learning. You continue to communicate. Building a winning team. For me, I call it Team Dr. Hall, because I get to pick and choose teammates. Sometimes I have to sit people down on my team, right? Sometimes you have to move past. Sometimes you need to elevate your team to live in greatness. Perhaps that particular team took you as far as they can, and there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know what? I need a new team. That is so living in your greatness because, one, guess what? You recognize that you've gone as far as you could with the team that you have. So that in cultivating a championship mindset, creating your vision, practicing positive habits, and then determining your team and who you allow to surround you, guess that will equal greatness. That equals greatness, right? So there are so many things leaving the hall pass today that you can implement. Pick out one of the four ways to achieve greatness. And remember, just like the definition of leadership, there's so many other ways that will help you achieve greatness, right? I can think of one right offhand, being able to recognize personalities, right? Personalities is such a big part of building relationship. That's about building that winning team around you. So take those four ways to achieve greatness. Decide which of those four do you want to make the commitment to. That's what leaders do. They make a commitment, right? So commit to cultivating a championship mindset. The vision starts with the mind. And keeping and remembering that your vision needs to be sizzling. Sizzle yourself into greatness with your vision, okay? So as I leave you, so I gave you your call to action, commit to one of those four ways to achieve greatness. So I want to introduce a part of my new greatness. I am now an author. So as I leave you today, I would love for you to walk in greatness with me by going to Amazon.com and look up Dr. Karen Hall, 10 Tremendous Leadership Lessons, A Guide to Leadership Learning. It's on Amazon right now. I am an author, so I'm always improving myself because I'm committed to walking in my greatness through leadership, right? And as I always say, before I sign off, are leaders born or are leaders made? Okay, remember you can follow me and make comments at all my social medias by going to Coach Hall EDD anytime between now and our next session. So until we meet again, live in your greatness, all right? And I am your host, Dr. Karen Hall. Thank you for joining me in on another edition and episode of What? The Hall Pass. Until next time, thank you.